right, my love bugs, we're back with the energy check-in. We're on Gemini and Gemini placements. Remember to take what resonates and please do not force this to fit your situation. I'm speaking to a divine masculine and divine feminine Gemini placements. This can also do with like lovers, so like twin flame soulmate unions. I don't know. I see two different couples here. I see one that's popping up as divine masculine, divine feminine. The other one's popping up as a couple, a masculine and a feminine that are thieves. So let's get into it. Okay. So Gemini placements, there is an offer coming in, with the two of pentacles with this offer. It's giving me like, either there's like the gods are gonna bless both divine masculine, divine feminine with something or something like that, that has to do with like some type of abundance, money offer or something like that. It's giving me something like that, like, or it's like an option. It's like, how do I explain that? I don't know, but it's like an offer from the gods coming in for divine masculine, divine feminine that could be like, okay, you can do this or you can do this. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's like opposing companies want to sponsor you. I'm just giving an example, but like maybe opposing companies want to sponsor you. And let's say if you sign with Nike, you can't sign with Puma or something like that. So it's like, okay, so which one? And you get to choose. That's just a fucking example, so it doesn't have to be literal, but that's what I mean. Like, and I feel like both divine masculine and divine feminine has something like that happening for them, where it's like, wow, you know, when y'all actually do get to talk and conversate and stuff like that, it's like, oh wow, that's crazy. I just had to make a situation like that. I just had to think about like what to do, and I chose this one. They're like, oh, I chose this one. That's what's up. What are the odds that we both had two brand deals on the table for us, or, you know, whatever the fuck. I don't know. That's just a fucking example, but it's something like that. It's like, do you want this or do you want this? But they're both good. I feel like it's just whichever one fits you more. And this is coming directly from the gods. Nobody can stop this. Situation thing, opportunity coming to you. It's actually coming in sooner than you expect with the Knight of Wands here. It's coming in sooner than you expect. With everything's fine card here right after that, I feel like, your spirit team knows you guys have both been bored, discontent, displeased, irritated, frustrated. Like, it's just haven't been peachy for you. You're like, you know, maybe if y'all are in separation, divine masculine, divine feminine, y'all miss each other. It's like, where's my babe? I miss my babe. I'm ready for this. I'm ready for that. Like, let's get this show on the road. Maybe you guys are like reminiscing about each other, looking at old pictures and videos of each other, looking at old text messages, if you have them, like, whatever the fuck. And I feel like with everything's fine here with the Two of Cups, I feel like your spirit team's coming in to be like, all right, maybe you guys were waiting for some type of financial opportunity first to happen before you guys approached each other, because you guys are both going to show up with an abundance. It's like, I have good news. I have good news. Okay, you go first. No, you go first. Like, type shit. Like, whoa, cool. That's what's up. So, are you ready to do this? We can move forward? Yeah, cool. Like, I don't know. It's just like y'all both bringing something to the table, because I feel like maybe y'all were like holding back from each other because y'all didn't want to show up empty handed on either side. And I feel like since divine masculine and divine feminine is both popping up with like abundance in these cards, it's showing like the gods are like, we got y'all. Because if this is the only thing holding y'all back, then fuck it. Look, this is what we going to put on the table. Y'all choose, and then y'all get to what the fuck y'all need to be getting to, which is each other type shit, right? Yeah, it's like something like that. So yeah, with the Two of Cups here, I feel like when you guys do converse, it's gonna be like, I feel like this, I feel like that. Wow, you've always felt that way about me. Yeah, me too. Whoop whoop whoop, like whatever. And And then it's like, I have good news. I have good news too. Wop, 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 wop. So it's just like vibey conversations. And then over here in the background, there's a karmic couple. I don't know who this karmic couple's connected to. I don't know if this is on Divine Masculine's end or Divine Feminine's end. But there's like a masculine and a feminine that are like together, or they're working together in cahoots. Whether this is a relationship or friendship, or like maybe your enemies linked up or something, but they're like thieves. I don't know whose side this is on, but they're thieves. And with the Seven of Wands here and the Seven of Cups, it's like they have illusionary success. So they might look like they're balling, or they might look like they got shit together, or they got bread or whatever, but they're really not. And I feel like they're trying to rush forward and do something, but it's giving me the energy of like, it's not gonna work. Like, the fuck? Cause whatever y'all did, I feel like y'all could have already defeated them in Dreamtime, or one or both of y'all, whoever this couple's connected to, you could have seen them in Dreamtime. On the masculine's end, if the masculine knows the masculine, then he could have had a dream of him beating this person up or something like that. If the feminine knows the feminine involved in the situation, she could have cussed her out or beat her up or something in the dream. So it's like, energetically, you guys already handled this. So it's like supernatural things are going to happen in real life to like keep them away from y'all. Because it's like, mind your fucking business. Yeah. But with you guys too, the gods are ready for you guys to show the world the real you. Like, they're ready for you guys to pop out. It's giving me like main star, main character energy for both Divine Masculine and Divine Feminine. I don't know if you guys are like influencers or celebrities, or like you're going to be, you're locally famous. Wow. Yeah, like, wow, my ear is just like tripping. when I said locally famous, and like gonna be celebrities, my ear like buzzed, but it was such a heavy buzz. It kind of sounded like I went deaf in one ear for a second. So that's like, yes, that's a confirmation that like, yes, somebody is like locally famous already. I don't know what you do. If you have like a platform already, or you're a musician or an artist, or you're just known around your city, state, country already for whoever you are, your personality and shit. You just know a lot of fucking people. Even if you don't fuck with nobody, you still know everybody. Everybody knows you type shit. It's like now the world is gonna know you. So with Show the World the Real You, I feel like there might be like somebody going viral or something like that. I don't know. Yeah, so boom, with the ops over here, we're gonna just call them the ops because it takes too long to say masculine and feminine ops again. But the ops over here, something just happened with this new moon in Pisces. Pisces normally gives you dreams and visions. So yeah, you've seen them in Dreamtime, one or both of y'all. It's like, it's giving me like the feminine knows the feminine, the masculine knows the masculine. Maybe y'all all grew up in the same friend group and y'all just all know each other. And, no, Baba, pick a different one. And you guys just all know each other. Pick a different movie, Baba. Hey, Baba, focus. This one. Pick a different movie. Thank you. Sorry. no, not that one. It skips. Pick a different one. Sorry, y'all. Give me a second. Let me get him together and then I'll be right back. Okay, sorry you guys, my son is all over the place right now, and I'm not gonna edit that out. It takes too much time and I don't feel like doing all that right now. So basically what I was saying before, I had to redirect him. Which one, Bubba? Which one? Okay, go get that one out of there. Shit. Okay, so the ops, whatever you guys did in Dreamtime, I feel like you guys know these people separately. Maybe masculine doesn't really know the bitch like that. but he knows of this person because of the feminine, because of his divine feminine, like y'all all ran in the same groups at some point in time or some shit like that. Whoever knows which one more, you seen that particular person in your dream. So if you know the masculine and you're listening and you're the divine masculine, you know the masculine more, you just seen this motherfucker in your dream a couple days ago. And same with the feminine. And I say that because with the new moon in Pisces, Pisces has a lot to do with dreams and visions, and it will, the moon being here for the next 10 days until the 20th, it will reveal things. If there's like enemies and things with this particular moon, I was mentioning on the other episode, it has to do with like a threshold and a portal and new things and beautiful energy and whoop, whoop, whoop. But it also has to do with like reckoning and, revenge over enemies and stuff like that too. So, I see that nothing will come of this situation over here in alignment with the thief couple, the thief ops. So whatever y'all did, y'all do like dream magic or dream work or something naturally when you just go to sleep. It's not really something you have to chant or light a candle or anything. Y'all just be whooping ass in dream time. Y'all already fucked these people up or cussed them out or whatever you did in dream time. So it's giving me, they might run into some type of issue in real life when they're trying to attack you or rob you or whatever the fuck they're trying to do. It's not gonna work. Long story short, you guys are about to be celebrities. Like I said on the other little half of this, when my ear was ringing really loud, the gods want you to show the world the real you, because I feel like the real you is going to be inspiring. If you're really handsome, really beautiful, really attractive, but you're also really fucking goofy, and you're also really fucking smart, and you're also really fucking cool, and you're a trendsetter, and you go against the grain with stuff, the world really needs that right now, because if you look at everything in society right now, everybody wants to look like each other. And I feel like people are afraid to be themselves. And with you guys going from local celebrities, people already are like in a frenzy of you guys' energy in your own city, state, town, country. So once the world gets to know you and you guys go viral or whatever the fuck, you guys become actual celebrities. It's like, oh my gosh, this person listens to my favorite rock band and they're like, they're hood too. Like, I was so afraid to let people know I listened to rock music because I lived in Chirac. I don't know. Like, I'm about to fucking rock out to this shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just get people to finally be themselves. They don't have to fit into a box or a certain stereotype or anything like that. So definitely go all out with it. Like, whatever it is that you do, just be yourself, but go all out with being yourself. Don't hold anything back, because the guys are like, we picked you to be the next celebrities because like nobody has any flavor anymore. They're like, bring some flavor. You feel me? Yeah, for sure. With this Ace of Wands here, you guys, this new beginning for sure, especially since I like damn near went deaf in one ear out of nowhere when reading this. Normally my ear buzzes and rings with confirmations, but never like deafening. It's like when I say your energy is loud and like be yourself and be loud and proud, that's how like loud the buzzing was. And I also see Spice Girls on this fucking card. So I feel like, if you guys know, I love the Spice Girls. If you guys know about the Spice Girls, they all had their own individual personalities, but they were like a group. So I don't know if you and Divine Feminine or you and Divine Masculine, whoever's listening, is going to be like a duo, or you guys are like, I mean, obviously you guys are like together, right? A relationship, but I mean like a celebrity duo. I don't know if it's like, you're the singer, they're the producer, you're the rapper, they're this, you're the actress, they're this. Like, I don't know what the fuck type of duo you guys are gonna have, but it's like, you guys still bring your own personality to the coupling, and that's fire. With the Ten of Pentacles here, definitely giving me generational wealth. And when I say generational wealth, I mean like, if you guys have any family that you guys fuck with right now, you guys can set them up for greatness. If you're like, nah, it's just me, my girl, it's just me, my man, and our kids, then cool. If you're like, yeah, I fuck with my dad, I fuck with my grandma, I fuck with, yeah, then it's like whoever, you know, you're going to be able to be like, Dad, you ain't gotta work a day of your life again. Retire. Boom. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can just do that. Or it also means, like, you have so much wealth that you can open up and start an empire of businesses and help other people, create fortunes and wealth for their families as well. You know, I was talking about on the other episode that Odin had me do, like, for, like, a fucking 11 hours just channeling messages. I was so tired. But, like, how all these big major systems are gonna crash, but people still need to earn. And it's not saying that you have to be like these systems before, but it's like, okay, if this is the rent, then let me pay them a livable wage. Let's give them actual fair hours. Let's do, you know what I'm saying? Like, you guys are in the next wave of things. For sure, with the world card here, your outlook on the world, you guys' outlook on the world is definitely a vibe. It's gonna be like, I don't know, it's just fire, bro. But somebody's definitely gonna go viral. I don't know if both of you guys have a platform or one of you guys have a platform, but coming up soon, you guys are gonna go viral, whoever has a platform. And it's like, it's giving me pinky in the brain energy, but I don't feel like one of you guys, I feel like the person that's considered pinky out of the duo is not dumb like pinky, because pinky in the brain cartoon was kind of like dumb. I don't feel like that person's dumb necessarily. They're just like creative and they're kind of like aloof and just like random. And I feel like there's one that's like the brain, like, yeah, Pinky, we're gonna take over the world. And like, no, literally though, like, you guys set out to just be, I don't feel like you guys actually set out to be superstars or icons or anything like that, but you're gonna end up being it. So it's like, with all this power comes, with all this, wealth and power, you gotta have great responsibility with that. And I feel like you guys are so responsible and you guys hate the way the world is. So it's like, let's take over the world. And it's like, the way you guys take it over is like in the right way. And I'm also seeing that fucking cat. I always see that cat right there. The cat's in the window for protection. So you don't have to worry about like the Illuminati, or you don't have to worry about none of the elites being able to touch you guys. Cause I see with here, Seven of Wands, you guys are protected. You guys have, like, passed on loved ones, either in your family or, like, homeboys, homegirls that passed on, big homies. I don't know where you guys are from or what you do, but it's like, you got OGs, you got homies that protect you. You got angels and demons that protect you. You guys got a fucking strong-ass spirit team. They're not gonna let nobody touch you, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to this. So it's like, y'all don't have to worry about shit. If you guys are doing some controversial shit to change the wave of the way things are going in the world, it's going to work. You don't have to be like, oh my God. You know what I'm saying? Cause like all the major people that ever tried to do it was like assassinated. You know what I'm saying? Or like whatever. You don't have to worry about that. Yeah. With the moon card here, I feel like you guys were hidden from the world for a while. You guys were just like regular, degular, schmegular, but you really weren't. Because I feel like even, like I said, even in your city, state, country, town, you were just like a vibe. Everybody's like, they know you. They know your name. They know you guys as a couple or whatever. They know y'all separately. You guys are pressure. So it's like you guys were hidden in plain sight in a way. And I feel like even the people that are like these karmic, even if this is more than one couple, it doesn't have to just be like one particular couple. It could be a group of masculines and feminines trying to steal from you and do stuff from both of you guys. They don't even realize like the whole reason they were trying to do this is because you guys' light triggered their demons. Like, they just knew you guys were gonna win. They knew you guys were a power couple, but I don't think they understood like the extent of it. And it's like, even them, they're gonna have to sit back and be like, damn, I gotta get this person their flowers. Like, you feel me? From jail. Cause some of them are probably gonna go to prison. I'm not gonna hold you for trying to do this. But Nine of Swords, I feel like a lot of people are, in fear of being something better or greater than the person that they were yesterday. They're in fear of that. And since you guys basically make that shit look easy, they're afraid of you. Because it's like, wow, I've been an imposter my whole life. I've always just fit in, and I've always just been whoever somebody else told me to be. So the fact that you guys are so, nah, I'm going to do what the fuck I want to do. I'm going to say what the fuck I want to say. I'm going to stand on my business, period. Fuck anybody that has anything to go against that. Since you guys are so big, your personalities are so big like that, it like, it brings out the shadows of other people. Because it's like, wow, why can't I be like that? I hate them. It's like, bitch, take notes. You feel me? You can be this too. Stop being a hater and fucking take notes. You feel me? So I feel like really they're going to realize that it's like, damn, I could have been sitting down with this person if I wouldn't have did this. Some of these people could have been y'all best friends, y'all cousins, y'all brothers, y'all sisters. Like, y'all called them family even if they weren't blood. But it's like, now they're not. I'm looking out the window right now, and not only just seeing that cat in the window for protection, I'm also seeing that the sun went away for like a brief second, but it's back out. And then on the other side, it's really like, it looks like it's about to storm. The clouds are really dark. So I feel like, it's a clear separation. Like, I feel like you guys are represented as like the light in your town, city, state, country. And all these other people are like this storm, and they were bringing this storm to you, and you still shine through the fucking cloud. Like, bitch, no, you ain't about to cover me the fuck up. Like, no, I'm a star. I'm about to pop this shit, and I'm gonna show y'all how to do this shit. And they can take notes from afar, or they can stay in their little funky ass energy that they're in. Nobody cares, right? But things are moving forward for you guys with the magic school bus here. It's like they were always going on a trip, or they were always like learning shit, or they were just always like doing adventurous ass things that was like out of the norm. And I feel like everybody else allows life to control them. When you're like, why would I, like, it's like, it's giving me like NPC vibes, like what was that shit called? NPC is like a non-player character, or what the fuck, I don't know how to say the word, I don't remember what it actually stands for, but it's basically like, it's just an extra in the background of a game, but it doesn't control, it's like the computer controls it, but it's not really like the player is controlling the game, right? So it's like they're in this body, they have this soul, they wake up every day, they do these things, but they let the world control their outcome. They let certain situations just happen in their life instead of choosing their own fate, and you guys are not like that. So, no. Yeah, I'm like, I don't know what else to say besides, since you guys are not like that, shit's moving better in you guys' lives. Because it's like, bitch, I'm in control of my life. What the fuck you talking about? Letting the world control my vibe. What the fuck you mean? The world is burning right now. There's literally wars everywhere. I'm not about to be going through that, bitch. I'm about to be a fucking boss. You feel me? I'm about to be a celebrity. I'm about to change the fucking world, Pinky. Let's change it, brain. You feel me? Yeah, vibey. The King of Cups popping up. Divine Masculine, you could be a father, or you want to be a father, or like a husband. You have like this traditional vibe about you. You could want like a house full of children. I feel like with the Page of Swords here, yeah, you're like wondering about like life, like, how do I balance this out? Like, how do I run the world and still have a family? I feel like, allow your mind to wonder about your divine feminine a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to, be in your masculine and feminine energy. Like, if you're trying to figure out how's the house going to be ran, if we're also doing all these big things, that's why you have a feminine. That's why you have a wife. That's not something you have to, worry about too much. If she's like, yeah, this is how we're going to raise these kids, then kind of let her take over that part if you don't have a clue on what to do with that. I'm not saying you can't have input, but I see you want a house full of kids and you're just like, how? That's a woman's touch. It's like the only thing you're missing in your dream world, or like you're wondering, or you're daydreaming, is like including her part in it. And I feel like your divine feminine is very particular about certain things, so just let her share her ideas with you, and I feel like you're gonna realize it's like in tune with yours. Yeah, with the Nine of Swords and the Five of Swords here, a lot of your enemies, the feminines and the masculine enemies of y'all's both put together, they're gonna be arguing with each other, stealing from each other. It's like chaos is gonna be happening with each other. So that's that. It's like they don't have time to worry about you guys because they have enemies that they're conjuring up within themselves. For sure. Yeah, I do feel like one day it goes from watching or looking at these pictures, reading text messages to let me send this person a message to babe, I can never live without you, to like, okay, let's go back and I want us again, to being like, okay, let's fucking do this. At the same time, there's a reckoning happening. So with Pisces energy, I say that Gemini energy, it's the twins, right? It's like light and dark. So anybody with these placements, even if it's in like your south node or wherever the fuck you have Gemini in your chart, Gemini also stands for the lovers, but it's just like more than one thing's happening at once. I hope that makes sense. So at the same time, you guys are like coming together, your enemies are falling apart. I hope that makes sense. Just like, yeah, but they're like ripping each other apart. They don't have time to come towards you guys, because that's what they're busy with. So yeah. With the Judgment card here, there might be a lot of accidents, shootings, drive-bys, things happening in the background in your city, state, country when you guys are coming together, because they're going to be ripping each other's faces off, because it's like they're so passionate about stopping you, but somehow they turn on each other, and it's just like inevitable. They can't not turn on each other. Cause there's such a dark force within them that it's like they're gonna take each other down. I don't know. That sounds like a personal problem for them. And it's because like I said, karma is making her fucking rounds right now, and she's not letting nobody slip through the cracks. So when it's time for y'all to pop out again, get with each other, do whatever y'all about to do, y'all don't have to worry about people coming in to rob you or trying to take stuff from you. You guys can simply worry about the journey that you guys are going on together, right? That's it. That's all. Anything other than that, if it's some negative shit, then karma's just going to handle that. Yeah. We'll answer the call here. Somebody could have Viking ancestors. Somebody could have indigenous ancestors. Whether it's you or your divine feminine or both of y'all. But with the Viking card here, answer the call, it's giving me like, it's time to explore, it's time to travel, it's time to live life and like be free. Y'all might go overseas, or y'all might just be traveling or coming towards each other. Yeah, just seeing the world and all of its views, kicking it. With the indigenous card here, it's giving me like, maybe the divine feminine is like a shaman. I don't know if she's indigenous or you're indigenous or y'all both are indigenous some type of way, but it's giving me like shamanic vibes, and I'm seeing a feminine here in particular. Right now she could be an open channel where she's just channeling a lot of messages. She's a medium. Her ancestors, her spirit guides are talking to her a lot about a lot of different things. She could also be sending you messages, maybe in dream time or however the fuck, but yeah. That's it. That's all I got for you guys. Gemini placements. That was a little bit longer than the last one, but I hope it resonates. I'm going to move on to the next one. Peace.